Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Before after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, and especially whenever I get a chance to reintroduce you to one of our favorite folks. Bill Brandt is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill's a great friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. In fact, coming up on his 10-year anniversary. I know he's really excited about that. Later this year, and I guess April it is his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president, chief executive officer of Development Specialists Incorporated. He's a world traveler. He's one of the great management minds in our Brain Trust, and he's pretty well connected over on the Democrat Party side. He's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim, and I want to thank you for that 10-year anniversary gift of the package of paper napkins. It was really thoughtful of you. So,
well, that's that, in radio, 10 years is paper. That's what you get.
Okay. Well, Bill, it was very kind of you.
Somebody once said, one of your Democrat buddies once said, it's the economy, stupid.
Mr. Carville.
Mr. Carville, James Carville. And so we got this election thing coming up in November. And so whether it's going to be the economy or not, I'd like to get your opinion of how you think the economy's doing and how you think it. What do you think it will look like in about 7 months from now?
Well, Jim, on a humorous side, we Democrats are hoping for a significant enough improvement in the economy that we can all buy contraception pills again. but that's another story. I think you and I talked about this over the last couple of years, and you asked me, is this a V or a U or what kind of recovery? And I said, it's a bathtub. We went down the deep end of a bathtub in 08, and we've been bouncing along the bottom, slowly heading for the shallow end, and we're not going to get starting up at the shallow end until about 2014. Nothing I see changes my opinion of that, but very interestingly, I have always thought, once you get about halfway along the bottom in the bathtub, and it begins to dawn on the people that we're not sliding back towards the drain, but there is slow but steady progress, mm-hmm. a bit of relief, happens. I always say we're in a recession when you think you're going to lose your job. We're in a depression, if your job is lost. And we're in a recovery if you think maybe you might be able to keep your job. And I think that's where most people are beginning to see efforts happening and are starting to exhale. So I will tell you, I believe from a business side that the economy will get better by November, but only marginally so. And there'll be fits and backslides between then and now. But the public, I think, has exhaled a bit, and that exhale may be all the difference that the current administration needs to take that issue off the table.
So you think that notwithstanding some kind of if gas prices don't stay high or some other kind of an issue that might pop up, you think that basically by November that the economy will be decent enough that it won't be as big a deal in the election as the Republicans probably would like for it to be?
3 points in response very quickly from the top. One, it won't be decent enough. It'll be okay. It won't even be decent, Jim. It'll just be better than it was, but that may be enough to cause people to exhale. Two,
right.
We all have crisis fatigue. 2 months ago, Greece was going to default, and all of our stocks and equities and bonds were in the hopper. Everybody is tired of this perils of Pauline. We're going to fall off a cliff tomorrow. And the markets are doing their best to struggle through as a result, and I think that's going to continue. But three, yes, the Straits of Hormuz could be closed tomorrow. I don't think gas prices are going to drop appreciably between now and November. And I also think that Greece could still default, or Portugal. And there's all kinds of problems out there that could reverse any of this. But if you ask me today what's going to happen, I think slow, very slow, but steady progress towards a better economy in November. And during that period of time between now and November, a lot of near-term threats about Greece or Portugal defaulting and Iran going to war. The same drumbeat, but we'll get through.
And so President Obama will be able to turn to some evidence of an economic performance, and the Republicans will have to work a little harder to make that an issue. That sounds like what I hear you saying.
And the other way around, I think that when the economy gets a little better, Obama won't really run so much on the economy because it ain't going to be that good. But
right. More
importantly, the Republicans won't have the economy to beat him with like a stick, right. And they'll have to move to other issues. And as we've both seen, when they move to other issues, people kind of scrunch up their face and say, "You want to talk about what?" So, and that is the Democratic strength.
Which brings me exactly, perfectly, you've lurched uncontrollably, Bill, to the topic I want to talk about in the next segment, folks, which is the importance of an organization, of the machine, the re-election or the election machine. I want to get Bill to, and he knows all about this, folks. He's an insider. It's 20 Till. Bill Brand is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.